Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, girl.
Hey.
I hope people want to talk to us.
Of course. That is not the case.
Damn it.
I know. I will say I had a really good conversation yesterday. It was also a show. We had a Wow Wednesday show with our friend Marilyn and and Anna yesterday.
Oh, great.
So
I have to listen to it.
That was, honestly, it was just nice. We haven't had a chance to do a show in a while. Everyone's been out and about traveling, so we haven't been able to meet up on Wednesdays. And I think we won't be able to do it next Wednesday either as far as the show goes. So it'll probably be a while before we do it again. But yesterday's topic was just about movement and just with so many things happening. You know, it seems like every other show we talk about, oh, you know, there's a big shift. And it's like this shift has been happening for, like, you know, how old am I, you know?
Yeah, at the beginning of time.
You know?
Since the dinosaurs were outside.
Right. It's like, you know, there's always shift. Every day you're shifting. So
every day.
Not just shuffling. You're shifting.
I don't know what happened to them. LMAFO.
I don't know.
They were big for a minute. All right. Anyway.
They shuffled right on out.
They did.
It was just nice to sit and do really connect. And that's really what a lot of our shows are about. You know, you and I could sit together and do a show just recording what we talk about, probably have to edit it out a little bit, but that's what was happening. But the topic was movement, and with Anna really still going through a lot of stuff with you know, changing how she's lived her life really for a good portion. You know, there's, and literally having a sale, like a yard sale to get rid of stuff. But seeing, there's something about Anna, obviously. She's incredibly generous. So even with her yard sale.
I'm sure she was giving it away.
She was just giving out stuff. But she was really also connecting with, you know, neighbors, people that she hasn't really had a chance to see. Like people from deeper parts of the neighborhood that she just hasn't had to meet up with. They're all coming by, what do you got, you know, and they're coming by, you know, more than once, because she really does, there's just a lot of stuff, and she needs to move it. She needs to move it. And to get to that point where you're ready to let go, which is part of it. We talked a lot about, there's the movement, the bigger topic was the biggest topic, but when you're ready to let go, it's a lot easier to do this whole process, whereas more than half the battle is like deciding that you're ready to let go. And most people don't think about, I'm ready to let go and move on. Usually you're ready to move on, but you don't want to let go.
Right.
Or you're ready to let go, but the moving on part, you kind of let go, but you kind of linger. You kind of stay in the same spot. You're not fully releasing. You're just sort of, you know, it's still a work in progress. So, as per usual, I didn't really say a lot with, you know, two other people wanting to chat as well. But I was taking in a lot of stuff, and there's this idea, partly because of just stuff, you know, just the stuff around the physical objects around you. And I come from a family where it's not my dad so much. He doesn't really hold on to a lot of stuff. My mom does. She's the one that kind of keeps an inordinate amount of stuff. There's just a lot of stuff that she holds on to. And as a result, you know, not to say that I'm all free and clear, certainly there's just stuff that some of it's just neglect, you know, like, oh, I got this stuff and now I don't need it for right now, so it just sits on the shelf. So there's just physically, yeah. You know, just a lot of stuff. And you know, we went up to your place and helped you move some stuff as well. And I think in addition to just not just objects, but people, we get used to having them around, whether or not we're always engaged in any type of meaningful conversation or activity with them, we're used to having them around. So I made this connection just because it has to do with our perception. You know, what do we see around us, and what do those things mean? So like when someone or something passes along, transitions to the other side, there is a deep sense of loss, because you're used to having that presence around, whether it's a comfort or whether they were, you know, it could have been an abuse, you know, it just depends on what type of situation, but it's just something that you're familiar with. And when it's not there and you didn't want it to leave, it wasn't of your, you know, it wasn't my idea for you to leave, then there's that feeling of intense loss, and it's a presence. But when we talk about perception, it's not always what we just see. We try to register that information. But those of us who know, I mean, like Anna talks to her mother who passed, you know, over 12 years ago. She still talks to her. It took her a while to get back to that point. Mm-hmm. But there is still a connection there for stuff that you don't see. And I, of course, I made that major connection because, you know, I have had recent losses in terms of our pets. And like this past weekend, I had a great weekend, but also felt some reminders, like just got really sad, but it was like a happy sad, of feeling the presence of my cat, of Sophia, and actually of my other cat, Marco, and also of Paula. And I felt that, I felt Sophia, her presence on Saturday when I was working, out at one of the vineyards. It was just a very peaceful moment. It was just by myself. And then the next day I went to the angel meditation, and I felt their presence, and I was, you know, I was in tears, you know, and then, but it was a good release. And then after that, I went to the psychic fair just to get some work done, and then talked to a pet psychic, one of my friends who, you know, she's, I've kind of checked in with her every so often, and there's that presence. He's like, yeah, you know, they're fine. And, you know, your cat, your Sophia, is very happy that you checked in on her. She checks in on you a lot, you know, when you're resting, she usually checks in on you, but, you know, and I love that because it's something, it's like something, an energy that I'm familiar with. I mean, Sophia, I had for 15 years, but apparently, you know, we've been together before. I think she's like definitely like my familiar in that she's been around, you know, she's been around me for a long time. The psychic had said, yeah, you know, she's just sort of waiting for you. She can come back to you, you know, in a different form. She can come back to you. She's just waiting for you. You're not in the right situation just yet, you know, but when that happens, you know, when you're ready to have another pet, she can certainly come back to you. And she's like, almost saying like, yeah, that's my mommy. Of course, you know, I'm just hanging out. She's totally fine. That's right,
the sweetest thing ever.
I know. So it's when we look at what we see and what we think is there, and we think about the importance of those things, I mean, there are some things that we don't even pay attention to, and then when it's missing, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, something's a little off. So our co-host at that show yesterday, Marilyn, had issued here's a challenge or something you can try. It's based on the number 9. So 27 things to release in 9 days, and just do it every day. Release, like, go 27 things each day for 9 days, and just see about, you know, how it clears up your energy And she wanted to do it, highlight it in September, which is the ninth month. So kind of do all the nines together. So 27,
yeah.
nine, and nine. And she mentioned it at the meditation on Sunday, but I was not in the mood at that point. I'm like, oh. But I wanted to go into that and do that at some point. I was sort of out stuff yet, like last night. I'm like, is it too early? I mean, do I need to do all 27 tonight? I don't know if I can do it. But it's a lot of stuff.
I mean, yeah,
it can
I can
be
imagine.
A lot of stuff. I'm looking around. I'm like, yeah, I've got 27 things I can look at in just one corner of my room that I could probably, you know, figure out what I need to do and look through it, you know. And so I think that's going to be my little challenge for the next 9 days.
And it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I
it's going to be
so.
Easy. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's just once you've set the dial, which you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, just move the needle over, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it's great because it's a way to facilitate doing something that you've, you know, it's always that first step. So it's, it gives it a heightened purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It elevates what you
mm-hmm.
have to do anyway. So I think that's great.
Yeah. So it was all about movement. And I think that was, you know, obviously that's part of it is when you're able to let go, you make space. But you don't have to fill it up right away with a bunch of stuff, you know, with more of the same. There's more to it than just letting go. So we also talked about when people move and they're in a new space and there's not much there, you know, maybe they didn't move all their junk with them. There's that people get antsy. I said this, people are uncomfortable with silences and with empty space. So,
meanwhile, those are two things that I like, you know, crave.
Right.
Right?
Right.
How novel.
Right. But I don't think I really started to appreciate the uncluttered life until I think I went on my first cruise. And I was sharing a cabin. I always share a cabin with my parents. One day I'm going to break out and have my own cabin. But
yeah, you will.
Yeah. But it's so finding a cabin big enough for the three of us is always a challenge in a sense.
Yeah.
And then you're on a ship, so by nature, you know, you're not going to have this, you know, massive room unless you really want to pay a ton for it. But everything has to have a place. So I think I really appreciated the way we were set up and how everything worked and how it made us look at how we take up space. Knowing we're sharing it in close proximity with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that two out of three of us probably didn't pack as much as a third one. So, you know, there's these understandings and dynamics. And as we've traveled since then, and that was, 2014, 2013, as we've traveled since then, we've had to pare down a lot. And even with my mother, who is notorious for packing, including the kitchen sink, even she is realizing I can't, you know, one, you know, I can't carry it. Dad can't carry it. And no one should be carrying all the extra weight. So,
yeah. And why carry it? Right.
Right. Yeah. She's looking, I'm introducing her to packing cubes for this, whatever.
Yes, those are great.
Be.
Yeah.
But I remember coming home. I was living in the other house. Then I remember coming home and realizing, oh my gosh, I've got to get rid of stuff because my room back at that other house was massive. And I'm like, I don't need to have all this stuff in here. So I was inspired by living on that ship and living in such small spaces because I realized I don't need to, I mean, I'm not living like every minute of the day in this room, but I know that there's other places to go and to spread out a little bit. And just, you know, why do I need this? Why is all this stuff here? So it's for me, but it takes, it takes a lot of practice because things will accumulate on any surface until I look at it and really tidy it up. So I'm looking at my situation again here with this room, which to me is just a lot smaller, and looking at, I've certainly just let things go, and it's part of it's just neglect, like, oh, I'll just put it here and I'll see it. But I can't have that mentality with everything, because then I'll see a lot of stuff that I don't need to see all the time. The movement part is really good, like seeing what my cousin's going through, and is continuing to go through. But she's such a light that even the heaviness of the situation, I mean, she's struggling through it, and I know some days are better than others.
Sure.
But she's moving. She's moving, and she's always been really good about that. She moves through things much, much quicker than I do. Like, I'm that typical Taurus where, like, well, let me just hold on to all this and I'll gather it up on some surface and look at it later on, you know, years from now. Whereas, you know, Anna is a fantastic water sign in that a lot of things just flow through her, and she doesn't get hung up on the certain things that I would get hung up on. But I know she still feels it. It's not like, oh, I just, it went right through me, didn't even affect me. I know it affects her.
Of course it does. Oh, yeah.
And so I just admire how she's moving through it. And like, her realizations, there's just so much grace in that, because it's not about being a bad person or assuming someone else is a bad person. She genuinely wants to help other people.
She does.
But I think her lightness of being can be so much to take for people who are by nature incredibly heavy and dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost too bright to handle. And then so they blame the light instead of saying, oh, you know, I've just been in this really dark place. And it hurts to see in the light. So I think that's the sort of dynamic she's going through right now and has been going through. But she's not taking on more of that burden. I think she's starting to realize that's part of the stuff she needs to let go of.
Yes.
And it isn't hers to solve anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, as much as she's trying to do to maintain some type of relationship, you know, just for the sake of the kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
primarily, but you know, it's not that cut and dry with her. She does care about this other person. It's just, it's really difficult to reach this other person and to have a conversation.
Right.
So it was really good to spend time with her in that particular setting where it's meant to be in a healing space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're doing a show and we're just doing our thing. It was a great space to do it in. I don't know. That's been it lately. And I know I've had a ton of dreams I've not written in the journal. It's interesting because I don't even know my journal. I think I moved some stuff over around. I don't even know what my journal is. I need to look for it. But I know I've had a lot of dreams. The sleep is getting a little bit better.
Oh, good.
For me. So I have been waking up multiple times, but I think last night was the first night. I've been able to do that. But I feel like things are settling down a little bit right now for me, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I feel like surrounding myself with people that I want to hang out with has been really
Absolutely.
Good too, and then taking time out for myself has been necessary. So it's been a very positive experience the last few days. But I've been taking in a lot. I've really been, especially that conversation yesterday, and just checking in with Anna. And my friend Marilyn, just seeing what they're going through. Not that Marilyn is having anything remotely near what Anna's going through, but you know, she tends to be a healer type, so she's helping out old friends from back home who are visiting. So she's feeling it too. She's feeling it on behalf of, you know, her friends and clients. And the heaviness just kind of comes and goes, I feel like. And there are times when if we're not settled in and we're not aware of some things, it just gets us down. And sometimes we just need to feel it until we work ourselves through it. I think resting helps a lot. And not like just depressive, I'm just going to be listless and sleep all day. Although that may well, serve a purpose. I think when you realize how tired you are,
yeah,
and you allow yourself to rest without being feeling guilty or being tugged in another direction, it's breaking some of those, even those what we think would be small patterns, but they're actually really big patterns. That makes space. That's a type of movement, and that makes space to do some true rest. And true rest is something that comes up for me a lot. I think it's something I had a reading done, I think probably like in 2006.
Wow.
I had a reading done. Well, that was, so 2006 was a couple years after I was downsized from my corporate job, and I was, you know, still kind of figuring out what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this reading done by a person who channels the entity known as Michael. So Michael is a group of souls who have a whole system of categorizing people in different roles. Seven roles, and they're different soul levels. It's a whole thing. My mentor, Lois Grant, was really involved in that. She really liked it. And so all of us did it. Anyone who took classes with her had some type of, you know, they call them overleaves done. You know, it's based on your picture or the most recent picture of you. And yeah, it's just, you know, people just kind of channel what they see. So it was interesting. I had my, I just kind of checked in and had mine done from a different channel. And like one of the main things that I was looking to do in this lifetime was to achieve true rest. I think it was one of how it was.
Oh, that's
put.
Funny. You must have been like, copy that. Right.
Well, at the time, I had, you know, it didn't register. I'm like, true rest. I'm like, come on, you know, I got stuff to do. This was, you know, it's 2006. True rest.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
No. And only now is it showing up where, oh, that's what you meant. that's what that was about, because I was not ready to receive that part of it.
Right.
But yeah, and even that, I mean, I think I'm doing a much better job of it now, and I think that's why it keeps coming up, where true rest seems to, for me, to just solve a lot of issues on those different levels, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. It means a lot to me, because I see, and it seems like, oh, all I need to do is just take a nap. Like, it's not just that. It's all of it. It's, you know, when do you take that nap? You know, if you take a nap in the middle of the day, are you up all night? And then you decide to go out with friends who are, you know, the night owls. You know, I think, you know, a few years ago, I would have been like, oh yeah, I'm up. Yeah, we can go out. We can all go out and hang out and talk about, you know, issues until 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll, you know, just start my day again. And that seems so foreign to me now, but that's exactly how I lived my life for a number of years. I did that, and it was time. It was time. And if I look at like a storyline of sorts, I would see where, oh, I can only do this, I can only sustain this for a few more years before things really have to change. And, you know, call me the old lady now, but it's like, yeah, I'm totally good. If I can
go
for a little bit, that's good.
Give me some
old
lady realness all day. I love it.
I'll take my tea with some lemon. Thank you.
You can give me a shot of vodka. Yeah. That's all right. Oh, my goodness. Letting go and moving and everything. It's like moving and letting go at the same time. That's really what it is. That's really what you're saying.
Yeah.
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 And downsizing. And.
Yeah.
And, yeah, lots of adjusting. So my youngest son just joined me here. He is starting his new school.
For the next
2 minutes. And and it's when you have everything, like what you know in your soul, you know, you have everything because you love somebody so much. And basically putting everything on the line and taking massive risks. So, yeah. And the willingness, you know, to see the willingness, whether it's reluctant or not, but to see willingness to notice improvement. And that's really the tying into what you're talking about, to recognize, you know, the progress. So even if you have to put a microscope to recognize it, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's a very cool platform that incorporates independent learning with real time experience, and we'll see. But yeah, I've been trying to be very calm and minimize the anxiety with that, and things are better, but incremental, but better. So that's what we have to find. Like they say, you know, that I love that expression, God is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
So in the nuance is where you need to live.
Yeah.
And the meditation I did this morning, I did a guided meditation where you mindfully inhale, and when you exhale in three even sections, and you briefly pause between each exhalation, because that's really where you live in between.
I like that.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, and I'm very proud he just logged on. So he's telling me to shush, but anyway, I'm very proud.
I heard that.
Well, yeah, he's like, you heard the shush. We love you.
Yeah. Well, you know, yesterday we talked about this movement and all that, and we didn't always talk about it in relation to the people around us.
Correct.
It's just our own experience, but obviously, in most cases, you've got people around you that you either live with or that you see a lot, and so. Anytime you are doing a major change and you're aware of it, that movement and that space also has an impact on the people around you. Now, they may be doing their own thing too, but everyone has to adjust, which is why the only constant in this world is change, because whether you realize it or not, things are changing. It could be incredibly slow, but it is changing. It's something that Anna said yesterday. I think we definitely went out to dinner afterwards. And we talked about she made mention of how things have changed here at the house that I live in. She came by last week and, she's like, wow, you know, you guys have really done a lot, like the way the house changed in the last year. And it was good for her to say that because I am in it all the time. And I don't always see it with fresh eyes the way, you know, anyone else would coming in.
Sure.
But especially now, you know, there's still, for us, my aunt and I, like, still so much to do. But, you know, we have cleared out a lot of things. We've gotten new furniture. We have a new a new back of the house. We have a new fence, a new red wooden fence. And for Anna
That's
to
a lot.
Say that, I'm like, yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot. And I'm like, wow, you know, you're right. I didn't even appreciate it until then. So that moment, there's that recognition of, you know, we really have shifted around a lot of things.
Oh, you have, yeah.
And you know, we talk about how we take some things in. So for me, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal until that moment. No, that's true. That is true. So being in appreciation at times and, you know, acknowledgement and awareness is another shift. So that's how these things work. You know, we are moving forward, even if we don't think we are, even if we think, well, it's only been like a centimeter moving forward.
Yeah, right.
But it is moving forward.
But that's, you know, what we're talking about.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right.
It. Right. And to to acknowledge that, that's acknowledging, you know, the little sprout going, breaking ground, and you could barely see it, but you could see that emergence. And that's what it is,
right.
It's emergence. Yeah.
But, you know, we dig out with the old and in with the new. And I feel like that's been the constant thing here. We're,
mm-hmm.
we're definitely having to get rid of a lot of old.
Yep.
Here. And, you know, fortunately, you know, my aunt is in that position where she can get new stuff. You know, she's like, oh, okay. And it's almost, you know, like, she does like to shop. She does like to, you know, indulge herself in some shopping. But she's changing it now to, it's not just the instant gratification. I think, because I really ask her, well, why do you need it? I feel like the parents sometimes, like, why do you need it?
Oh, sure.
Because if she can't, you know, if she can't really use it on her own, then it's not going to be a good investment. She will always need to have somebody there to do it for her, or to, you know,
right.
So just,
right.
But, you know, with fundamental things like, you know, getting some new furniture,
mm-hmm.
really getting rid of that old energy, it's more than time. And
yep.
So, you know, even her room, she got a whole new bedroom furniture, all new bedroom furniture.
Oh, she did?
And it, oh yeah. Yeah. She got a new bed and, you know, a new mattresses, new bed, new nightstand.
Oh,
we donated all that stuff. Most of her old furniture in the room, in her room, we donated it to Salvation Army.
Love that.
And we had to make room.
Right.
To even have the new stuff delivered.
And there's a family benefiting from her beautiful old, you know,
right.
furniture.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
Furniture. So it, you know, it's a really nice space now. I mean, she actually has space because she went from a king size to a queen. so there's a lot of
nice.
Space for her
nice.
In her room. And so now we're down to some of the smaller details, like getting some new curtains up, maybe some new curtain rods.
Nice.
You know,
all those details
are
so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, I'm good with some of the bigger stuff, but like the details sometimes I'm like, not that important, but they do make a difference.
They
and,
do.
And so that's why the little stuff actually does
yep.
count a lot. So I am excited about that little, you know, the 27 things in 9 days, 27. Yeah, I don't know how she put it.
I like that. Is there
a
model for that? It's like, or that's something that you, she's discussed, or is there, or is that like?
It's just something she's discussed. And what I'll do is I'll probably email her. I'll talk to her a little bit and see if I can get something more. I know Anna wants to put something up on Universal Energy Radio's website with that as well. So I think we're gonna
I'd love some guidelines on that. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and Carolyn is someone who keeps things very, very, Carolyn, that's her sister, it's her twin sister, Marilyn, keeps things very, very simple, you know, but I think it's basically set the intention
right.
to get rid of 27 things each day for 9 days. And if you, you know, if you forget a day, then you start over again and you keep doing it until you hit those 9 days consecutively.
So I'm just writing this down. So 9 consecutive days
mm-hmm.
until you total 27 things. So you could do like 3 things a day?
No, 27 things each day.
Damn. I'm in denial.
Each day. Yeah, I know, right? Right.
Wow.
27 things each day.
So, okay. And then starting when? Anytime?
Whenever you want.
9 consecutive
just do
days.
It. Do it for 9 consecutive days. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I like the challenge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, when you think about that, you think, oh, 27 things in 9 days. Yeah, it's not a problem. No.
That's what I thought. Because I can't, you know me in math. So I thought I needed you to run it by. Can you run that by me again, girl? I don't know. You know me and math. Okay, so 9 consecutive days and 27 things each day. Oh, my God. I thought it was 3 things. 3 times 9 is 20. Oh, I'm so – well, you know, I'm trying to get –
No,
I'm,
you're not.
Yeah.
It's just – there's a lot of numbers being thrown, but 27 things each day, if you can let go of 27 things each day. And because then, you know, obviously, you're going to start looking for stuff and really evaluating if it's something
you need
to keep.
Well, I'm going
to
do it.
And I think, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to let go of all that stuff, but I know there's like a lot of paperwork for me to look through that probably needs to be, some of it just needs to be sorted, but some of it I don't need to keep. I know there's probably 27 receipts I don't need to keep.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So there are definitely some things that would fall in that category, and I agree that the whole point is that it will be a challenge to maintain it for
That's
9
a challenge.
Days.
Yeah.
But it's definitely manageable.
Oh, I like it.
I think we'll see such a huge difference in our energy field because it's not going to be as cluttered. We'll have gone through a whole process of looking at items and, you know, appreciating them, releasing them. That doesn't mean you're throwing everything away. Maybe that you move it along to somebody else. Maybe you, I mean, a lot of stuff I'm going to be donating.
All day. I love that.
You know?
Yep. Oh, it makes, well, like I said at the last show, when my friend came over and she's massively underweight now, and
mm-hmm.
I gave her 3 bags of clothes that I was happy to let go of that that looked great on her because I hate to say it, she's now a human hanger. I hate to say it. I hate to say it because she's brutally thin, but the clothes made her not look as emaciated or sickly because they hung beautifully on her, and I don't tend to wear anything that's very form-fitting. I like tailored.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between tailored and form-fitting.
Right.
So, yeah, form-fitting is more like you want to accentuate. I ain't accentuating
mm-hmm.
nothing. but I like tailored and classic and funky. That's sort of my unique bit of style. So everything looked amazing on her. Because she's like a freaking hanger. But it felt so good. It felt so good. And to know that somebody was being helped and that it was going to bring joy to her elderly mother to see her daughter not look as, you know, at death's doorway. I hate to say it, but that's how bad she looks. Yeah. I mean, I wept when I saw her. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I mean, I felt obese next to this girl. Because I weigh like 25 pounds more than she does. Yeah, I felt obese next to her. Yeah.
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 Mm.
Yeah. So that's beautiful, too, like with your aunt and the bedroom furniture. That's beautiful. So.
Yeah. And it's just getting used to that. I think, you know, she really had to adjust to having a much higher bed. The bed she bought has storage drawers underneath, so by nature it has to be elevated higher up to accommodate for that space that she's making use of. And she's like, it's really high.
I'm the queen in the queen size bed.
She does this where she'll buy stuff and she thinks, you know, she gets it and then she gets home and she's like, is this what I got? I'm like, well, we were all there. Like, yeah, it's what you know.
Right. Like
the tires
that I can't
sit
wait
on
to
it.
See.
And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but she's adjusting to that. I think anytime there's something new, it's like, well, it's not what I'm used to. You have this muscle memory.
Of course.
You have a perception of what everything is supposed to be.
Sure.
Now, definitely, things have shifted. So it doesn't sound like it really isn't that deep, but it's interesting to pay attention to the things that you make connections to finally. And it's, oh, okay, you finally, if the relevance is major. In terms of, I can do this, or, you know, now I won't take it for granted. You know, I think doing that 27 things is something where you realize how much maybe you've taken for granted because these are things that you thought were at the time maybe really important and then now they're not.
Or you
but
just kind
like,
of stop looking at them because you can't even process, like, you know, there's so much. So,
yeah.
I get that, too. I like that. I'm going to... Yeah. Has she done it?
My friend? Marilyn?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been. I think she's been doing it. So I don't know if she's where she is on the day, but if she's done it. Oh, she's done it a few times over the years, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And what does
she say in terms of the experience?
Well, obviously she's done it. She's done it three times already. So she really likes it. That's why she's realized, you know, just things to let go of, you know, that's why she brought up movement and how that's part of the process. And it's important to just help you elevate. I mean, really, I think it's to help you elevate your evolution so that you're not weighed down by stuff that, you know, it's because it's in your physical presence. There's an energy to it. Everything around you has an energy to it. And in some cases it takes your attention. And in other cases, even if it doesn't, if you don't focus on it, it's still there energetically. So what does it mean to have it there? And that could be like a pile of dirt somewhere that I haven't cleaned up yet. I mean, all that, you know, or trash that you just need to take out. There's just a lot. And if you look at what's around you, and hopefully, you know, one day you'll be able to visit and meet our friend Marilyn. And she may have already moved to a new house. They're looking at a different place, but they have a huge house. She's an artist too, so she has, you know, bright colors, but their house is gorgeous, and it's not cluttered. And things are very tidy, and you can really appreciate that.
I like that.
But
I love that.
It's not to the point where it's you don't feel like comfortable, because it's very light and airy, and you feel very comfortable.
It has to be homey.
It's not like a museum. Right,
no,
it's not
I
like
hate
museum,
that. Right.
Like don't touch anything or cold.
Right,
but it's really good. And of course, because it's such a big house and it is just the two of them, they don't have any kids. They don't even have any pets anymore.
There you go. Well, that's the it factor right there.
Well, yeah. They don't have any kids.
Right.
They don't have any kids. So, but even for them, her husband was doing the same thing. He said, "Okay, I'll do the challenge." And he's like, "We should do more." Like he wants to do more of it.
Wow.
I mean, he was really getting into it and enjoying that whole process and looking at stuff that they could let go of. So there's this freedom. I think that's a really word that was coming up. There's a freedom to it.
Yes.
Because you're not weighed down by all the stuff that you try to hold on to. And this is definitely my experience and from the family, the immediate family that I come into, because we have a lot of stuff. And I'm surrounded, even in all the moves that I've made, I mean, I haven't pared down as much as I probably could, because you know, there's that feeling of being overwhelmed, you know, but I'm seeing it, because I see where I've tried to make my immediate, like my bedroom, a place that is, you know, manageable for me, but even now it's out of control, and I see
it.
It's
like a catch-all. So, and then when your whole apartment turns into a catch-all, then that's when you're in trouble.
Right. So taking that time and, you know, doing the challenge, you know, do it 9 days at a time and just see what you can do, I think will get you in that mode of seeing what's really essential, what's really important, and knowing that stuff that you are reluctant to let go of can always come back to you. I mean, I've let go of books that end up coming back to me. I've let go of...
Yeah, me too.
Oracle cards that someone's given away, and for some reason I didn't have mine anymore, and so now I've got, you know, I got this. It's interesting how it works out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're going to do it out, but obviously if you didn't need it,
right.
Let somebody
and
else
you
use
said,
it. Let it go to somebody else.
Right, and you had said before that if you don't make it to 27 or you skip a day, then you have to start fresh.
To 9 days.
To 9 days.
Reset back to nine. You start over. You know,
I'm
going to
do it.
You know, you start over. Yeah. Yeah. We do have a hand raised.
Okay, cool.
Area code 480. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Mike.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey, Stranger Danger.
Wow.
Where are you?
I am in wonderful Las Vegas.
Oh, good. Did you get your vehicle?
No, actually, I'm still rolling without one, which is okay.
Good.
Because because Uber and Lyft is even cheaper than is cheap in California.
Let me tell you something. I have a friend that moved to LA. She's director of photography for some show that's going to start called The Rookie, and she's a New Yorker like me. We don't touch a car, and Uber and Lyft, and she lives in Los Angeles without a car, so it's absolutely possible. Well, that's great. And where are you residing?
So I'm pretty central. I'm right on the edge of Vegas and Summerlin.
Mm-hmm.
And Summerlin's fantastic. Reminds me of like a mini Scottsdale.
Nice.
Yeah, where I lived before California. So
that's so funny. My friend's parents live in Scottsdale. Look at that. Oh. It's crazy.
I love Scottsdale, but the summers are totally different.
Brutal.
It's like
brutal.
10 degrees hotter down there.
No, forget it. You moved to where it's cold in Vegas. So.
Exactly. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
So how long have you been there?
2 months.
Wow. How do you feel? You sound great. How do you feel?
Oh, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's better for you. It's a better environment than Southern California. I could already sense that just from how you're sounding.
Oh, yeah, hands down. And, I mean, just in the 2 months that I've been here, I have more potential friends than I did the entire I'm pretty social than in California.
But in California, I mean, not to generalize, but I'm generalizing, especially like, you know, L.A. or L.A. adjacent. It's like you get presented with that, but then for the investment, because all relationships, even if they're superficial, require some degree of investment, and people aren't willing to invest. And again, you always have to look at that word willingness. If there's no willingness, forget it's not going to happen. And you're more than willing. You know, you're like Anna, you're like me, you're like Elisa, just ready to meet people exactly where they are and roll with it. But people don't want to invest. So that's fine.
And the interesting thing is, so, you know, obviously on the, being new to the area on the dating apps and so forth.
Well, hello,
which
player.
Which is fine. But the funny thing is, literally, I'm like, my one friend called me the connector because I've met so many spiritual women.
Oh, hello.
I mean, like, so many that literally, like we want to meet your other friends, you know, type of thing.
Oh, Maybe you can app development, especially if you farm it out. There are places. Oh, I forget the name of this service. Oh my God! But there's a service where they have like developers like in India, whatever. It's so you know what I'm talking about. It's so affordable. Because, you know, you're all about your side hustle. You could really, or even do like an in-person service or something, but you could be like the metaphysical matchmaker.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right? Honey, anything could be a business. You know how we think. Yeah.
No, you're right. And getting my real estate license.
Good for you.
So eventually I'll need to get a car, but, you know, because of that. But
for right now, you're good. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
And what about
the domain?
What about the mediumship, hon?
Oh, I've been doing a little bit, and it's there's a big like I'll have to mention it when I actually like start the branding of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll email you privately and tell you because it's a ridiculous idea. And I mean, which is going to lead to TV show or
you know, it's so funny
pitch.
because why I was asking that question, what I was getting, and you're confirming that, Mike, what I was getting was that you have to do more of it. So you really are. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, email us. It's loablend@gmail.com. Cool.
And just Vegas is awesome. I mean, it's just unbelievable how everything shifted. And again, it's interesting too. And maybe you can help with interpret this.
Okay.
But I met a friend. She's a doctor. She's a podiatrist. And I 10 years ago dislocated, fractured my big toe running stairs.
Mm.
You know, back you know, and so there was riddled with arthritis, everything like that. I'm just waiting tables right now, which it's like easy. And
yeah.
I mean, super easy. And
right.
So anyway, so I would always have, you know, it always hurt after about 3 days of work.
Sure.
All that kind of stuff. She hit me up with a shot of a steroid in the joint, which kind of dissipates arthritis. And it's interesting, like the first night, and unfortunately I did it on a night before I work, and I mean, ridiculous pain.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, now it's like everything released from it.
Mm.
So not, I mean, I'm at a different level of energy now. Like I, before I was like, oh, I got to go to work, everything like this. Now I'm just like there was just like a whole burden. Just
it was a portal. It was like a portal, but I'm also getting, no, that's good. And the thing is, when we get to expansion, we kind of have to like walk through our experience and our trauma,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. And it could represent, like, you're moving forward. Literally you're moving forward. And,
yeah.
and it's painful. It's painful in that you're letting go of things, but I'm also getting something with your diet or supplements. I'm getting minerals. Why am I getting minerals?
I mean, the only supplements I take are like protein, like after the gym, like a shake and stuff like that.
It's something with whether you need to start juicing, or we're fans of Anthony Williams, the medical medium. He always advocates celery juice in the morning because of the trace minerals that we don't have. But something, yeah, look into minerals. Maybe ask, I don't know, is she very holistic, this foot doctor person?
She's very intuitive.
Okay, so you know what? Ask her. Say you called up, you know, your favorite wacky online blog talk
right.
show, and ask her about trace minerals. And I don't know what the hell that means, but that, just ask her. I feel like you might
okay.
have that might help. But this is about literally moving forward. So I think that's great, and always. With you, very important to, in between everything, to create the space to ground, because that's always
yep.
been your thing.
Yeah, because meditation wasn't really a practice that much because of, you know, 12-hour day with my commute, da-da-da.
Sure, sure, sure.
All that kind of stuff back in California. And now I make time pretty much every day.
There you go. And that's
a huge change.
Everything. That's everything. So, okay, I need to let both of you guys know. I'm going to have to, I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to bow out. I just got a notification that someone has arrived with a delivery, and my son went back to sleep. So, I got to. So, Elise, okay, I love everybody. Elise, I'm going to let you close out the show. And,
okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to have to take care of stuff. Sorry. All right.
No,
thanks
love
so
you.
Much.
Okay.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mike, that's so funny. But no, that's good. Interesting, she was picking up on trace minerals, because I have been told as well, like I drink mostly water and I drink some tea and the occasional wine. But
okay.
But I was told that I'm not, because we just do a lot of bottled water here. But she said that I needed to probably drink coconut water, or I could go online and find something that would allow me to put, like, to add in for my water, because I'm not getting the nutrients or any trace minerals from the type of bottled water that I've been drinking. And that may just be something for that if your friend can say, you know, yeah, you need to get more trace minerals. I know for me, that's what it was. I'm actually looking at something that will be to get alkaline water from tap water to like a water pitcher that will filter it to
right.
where it's actually alkaline water. So I'm at that next level now. I'm on Amazon all the time looking at stuff. But that just may be something everybody needs it, but you know, we live in a lifestyle now where we can't trust the water coming out of the tap. So technically, I guess you get some type of minerals, but you get a bunch of other stuff that you also don't want to get. And when we strip things away, it's like taking antibiotics, you know. It's like, well, it's stripping away a lot of stuff, but some of the stuff you actually do need to support yourself long term.
Right, exactly.
So I'm glad that you're in a great space and you're making great connections like you always do. I think you've always had that, you know, you've had that gift.
Right.
So I would say in terms of your health and what I get with you, it's always like you're always at that next level. So everything that you're doing now and anything that comes through is just to enhance it so you can continue moving on to the next level. And a lot of times we are not focused so much on our bodies until we have to.
Right, yeah.
And we're used to burning ourselves out until we realize, let's stop doing that. But we have to have other things. So this is... It's not just your diet. It's so subtle, you know. Because overall, like you're very active. You do things. You do a lot of things. But even the stuff like with your toe and anyone who's active, any athlete, you know, they always have all kinds of injuries as well because they kind of
yep.
overdo it and it just comes with the territory. So this is now you being smarter with that. And if you think about your body in terms of energy, you are on that next level. So even if you're waiting tables, you know, who was it that he was an actor, Hugh Jackman, you know, a fantastic entertainer. And he did a lot of stuff on stage. You know, he was he's an actor, but he would do, he would do like meditation. He would do a combination of things so he could be on stage every night and perform the way he did, you know, for, you know, whatever show he was in. And he was always
right.
in great shape, but he had to do other things. It wasn't just, let me just take a 5-hour, you know, energy drink. Let me do some things that actually support my body to sustain it. So to kind of take the hit out of all the things I've been trying to do to do my job. So this is another level of self-care, and it's interesting because most of the time we have a lot of women on the show, and self-care is something we don't do. But for when we get men, I mean, and you're someone, like I said, totally involved in what you're doing, and you're active, you've always got stuff going on, but you are of a different ilk. Like, you understand a lot more about how energy flows, especially where you are now. And it doesn't matter if you're waiting tables or, you know, being a professional athlete, doesn't matter what you're doing.
Right.
If your body is suffering, it's, you know, everything else will be suffering too, because that's like the most immediate thing. You know, if you're in pain, you're in pain. So this is a good thing for you to do. And so all the little things, the protein shake, all that stuff, that's, you know, that's helpful. But all the little things you can do to help restore your body, your meditation, the daily practice, all that always helps. But everything that you can do to enhance it is where you'll see, like, the proof is in the pudding. Like, I'm able to do all these things, and it moves you into a different direction that expands more of what you probably want to be doing, you know, kind of combining your spirituality and then, you know, making a ton of money and all that stuff. So, I would say, yeah, talk to your friend about that, about the trace minerals, and that I think that'll be the start. That'll be the start, and then you'll be kind of supplementing with other things, not actually supplements, but you'll be actually doing things, making some different choices where you're feeding your body and your soul, and you're doing really well with it. Like, it's that next level. I should start calling you next level. It's next level Mike. You know, he's always doing something else. So I love it. But it's so good to hear from you, and we will definitely be in touch. But keep us posted on how you're doing. I'm glad you're in a good space.
Yeah,
as always.
I'll definitely send you an email on the new idea.
Yeah.
I don't want to kind of come out with it yet, but yeah,
I'll
email and let you guys know.
It's all good. It's always exciting. You always have something good going on. It's great.
All right. I know. It's crazy.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you again soon. I'm going to wrap up the show.
Thank you.
Let me put you on. All right, man. Take care. But we will be back on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. If you do need to reach us in the meantime, please email us at loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. We will have other shows and hosts and programs happening as we evolve in our station as well. So we look forward to connecting with all of you again. And as Liz would say, to brighter days ahead. Take care, everybody. Bye.
That you like.